Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to today's matchup between the world champion Kansas City Tribe and the challengers, the Chicago Force. The Force are coming off a bye week as well as the Tribe, but the Force is coming in undefeated with a 7-0 season, and the Tribe is coming off of a loss down in Dallas a couple weeks ago to a 5-2 season. Tribe really need to make this game count and win, or they might not have a shot to play off. Chicago's had a great season, really strong season. Kansas City's still putting up the numbers and putting up the plays, but they've come across some really strong teams from Dallas and Chicago. So today is a big game for both teams. And Abba Fuli for Kansas City out there. And we've got Mark, Christoffi, Brooke, and Walsh out for Chicago doing the coin toss. Find out who won that here in a bit. It's a great day out here in Kansas City. A little hot and humid, but that's not too abnormal. But no clouds in the sky, so we should be able to get through the game without any weather. Good crowd from Chicago here and a great crowd from Kansas City, so it should be a nice and loud game for both teams. Kansas City won the toss. But they've deferred to Chicago, so Chicago will be going towards the east goal. Last time in these teams met up in Chicago, it was a really tough match, 14-12 was the final score on that. Wasn't able to go, but I just heard it was a big game for both teams. They fought really hard the whole time, and Chicago was able to pull out the 2 extra points. We'll get this party started here in a bit. This is the last regular season game for both teams. And the playoffs start next week. I think today will be the division championships will be next week. And time and place will be determined after this game, probably, and to see what Dallas does going to this game. Dallas has 2 losses as well, Chicago being undefeated. They've got an advantage to the playoff berth. So both teams walking out on the field, getting ready to start the game. Kicking for Kansas City will be Amanda Sweet, number 45, and receiving for the Force will be number 20, Katie Romano. And 83, Jeanette Gray. So we're about to get this party started. 15 minutes for the first quarter. Start time is 5 o'clock on the dot. Temperature's probably around 85, 86, nice and humid, no clouds, sun's shining bright, and kick is up, and it's kicked out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Romano was going for it, but she let it go, so there'll be a penalty flag, and the Force will take over on the first and 10 on the 31-yard line, it looks like.
Correction. We are going to re-kick that.
Oh, there'll be a re-kick. So the Tribe will kick from the 35-yard line on that penalty. The Force accepted that. Still back in the backfield is Romano and Gray. And still kicking is Amanda Sweeten. Usually she's spot on, and so we'll see how she does on the second go around. I know the girls are pretty amped up for both games, both teams, I'm going to assume. I haven't really talked to anybody from Chicago, but I know Kansas City is really excited to have this game on their home turf to finish out the season, and they're hoping they can come away with a win. And kick is up. It's low. Gray is going to recover the ball, pick it up off the ground on the 23-yard line. 10. Oh, she lost it. She caught it. That was really fun. She kind of fumbled it, and she keeps running. She's on the 40. It's on the... She runs to the Kansas City 40-yard line. It's a 35-yard run for Jeanette Gray. Good way to start off. There is a flag. Illegal block in the back on the Chicago. So that run, that 30-yard run will come back, and now they're on their own 41-yard line. So quarterback for the Force is 4-year veteran Sammy Grassoffi. She's had a really good season. She's in the shotgun position. Oh, and Lane Amundson right through the line, knocks over the center, number 50, Stacey Baker. So we'll see. It is an offside call. So it's a penalty on the Tribe. Lane was just been a little too excited running through the line like that, knocking over the center for Chicago. Baker. So now it's 1st and 5 for the Force. On their own 46-yard line, Grassoffi in the shotgun position. And she throws it over to number 26. Cobb. She picked it up for a nice first down. About a 12-yard pickup. She was brought down by Larissa Grace on their own 46-yard line. On the Tribe 46-yard line. 14 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Again. Sammy's up to the line. Grassoffi. Tribe looks like they're going to go in for a blitz, and she throws it behind her. Grassoffi throws it behind her to number 12. Just pitched out to number 12. So pickup of 6 on the plane, brought down by Sowers for the Tribe.
Carolyn Lee.
Number 12 for the fourth. Thank you. So Sammy Grassoffi at the line again. 2nd and 3. 13 minutes, 37 seconds. Ball's in play. She pitches it out. She pitches it out to Darcy Leslie, who runs right through the line. She picks up about 10 yards on the play, so another first down for the Force. Kansas City really doesn't have an answer for the running game right now for Chicago. Granted, it's only 4 plays in. It takes a while to kind of get a feel for the line. So first down for the Force on the Tribe 32. Grassoffi again at the line. And pitches it back to Cobb again, who's brought down behind the line of scrimmage by the Tribe, by Abba Fooley, and by Sowers, by Liz Sowers. Said at the beginning of the year when we were doing the Dallas game that the Sowers twins coming in from Michigan were a good asset to the Tribe team, and they've really stepped up this season and been a great addition. So we'll have a 2nd and 12 situation for the Force. 12 minutes, 25 seconds to go. It's pitched out to number 67, Darcy Leslie, who runs off to the right, and she's brought down by Lane Anderson. Another loss on the play for the Force. So third and 14, 11 minutes, 54 seconds to go. Kansas City being the IWFL World Champions, and I know that Chicago would like to bring that trophy home back to them. They won it in 2008, so just 2 years ago. They've been a tough team. They have a huge roster, which I think is a benefit for them. Krasaki in the backfield in shotgun position. Three receivers, a high snap, and there's a flag on the play. No, it looks like it could be a false start on the Tribe. Let's see what they say. Oh, offside on Kansas City. So it's a penalty in Kansas City. That's a 5-yard penalty. So it brings up a third and 8. That's a huge break for Chicago on this drive. 11 minutes, 26 seconds to go. Chicago in the huddle. Going up to the line, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. Krasoffi at the line, just one receiver and two backs and ready to go. She goes back, she pitches it out to Darcy Leslie, who's stopped by Liz Sauer, just over the line of scrimmage. Small pickup, probably about 4 yards on that pickup, brought down by Liz. So we'll bring a fourth down. And 4. So they are on their own, or on the Kansas City 26. Let's see here, Gustafi's coming back out. So let's see if they go for the fourth down. They've had a pretty easy go in the first couple plays. So let's see how they do on this one. She is. She's in the shotgun position. 10 minutes, 20 seconds. Ball snapped. She hands it off to Darcy Leslie again, who's stopped by Liz Sauers, but she might have just crossed that first down barrier. We'll see. She, another nice 3 to 4 yard pickup for the Force. And they're going to stop the clock and have a measure. See if the Force made that on that short drive. Like I said last weekend, both teams were on a bye, so I know that Kansas City's been suffering from some injuries. They lost Keegan Stewart when they were in Dallas, I do believe. She has a slight back injury, but she's walking around on the sidelines. I think she was really wanting to get into the game today. Let's see here, the chains are out, and the Chicago Force did not make it. They're just shy a couple inches. So Kansas City will take over on downs with 10 minutes, 7 seconds to go, and they will be on their own 22-yard line, first and 10. Kansas City is definitely an offensive team. They've got a great, solid defense. Jenny Schmidt is the leader of their offense. She's leading the league. And passing, she has a 66% pass completion rate. She loves to throw the ball, and so we'll see if she continues on that. She's got 4 receivers, the Megan Penrod right next to her in the shotgun position in the backfield. Sauer's running across, and she sets up the throw. There is a flag on the play. She throws it to Sauer, who catches it with a slight gain, maybe about 2 yards, but in the backfield there was a penalty flag. An illegal motion on the Tribe. There's a 5-yard penalty, so we'll bring it back. A first and 15 now, 10 minutes to go. We'll see if Kansas City, or if, see what's going to happen. It's just some discussion on the field right now. They are bringing it back 5 yards. Picking the flag back up. First down, 15. So Kansas City is on their own 17-yard line. And again, we've got four receivers. Jenny Schmidt, the shotgun. She sets up the throw. Nice short pass to Sauer, to Katie Sauer. And there's... You know, I'm getting the Sauer's twins mixed up. That was Liz Sauer's. Katie's on defense. Yeah, we'll just chalk that up to my first mistake. I feel like something's saying all the time. It's a little loud out there today. We've got little air horns and... All right, Jenny Schmidt with the throw. Liz Sauer catches it again, and she's knocked down by number 17 for the Force, Darlene Hall. About a gain of 3, so we're going to third down and 11. Eight minutes, 45 seconds to go. With a third and 11 for Kansas City. Very solid line for Chicago right now. So we've got four receivers. Jenny Schmidt, the shotgun, sets up to pass. Long ball to Liz Sauers, but it's way over her head. Liz is being covered by number 82, Martha Dantuma. And so a fourth and 11. So Reagan Campbell coming out to punt the ball for the Tribe. And for the Force, we'll have Jeanette Gray set up to receive the ball. Eight minutes, 28 seconds to go in the game. In this first quarter, Reagan Campbell with a snap. Punt is up. It's a short punt. There's a slight breeze. It just looked like it caught the side of her foot. And so it was about a 20, 30-yard punt, really short punt. So the Force will take over on the Kansas City 45-yard line. So they'll have a second chance at a goal in a very short period of time. Kansas City takes over on defense. All right, so the Force is at the line. Kasafi at the line. First and 10 for the Force. Really tight offense for the Tribe right now. She pitches it out to Carolyn Lee, who stopped for a loss by Jennifer Marker and Larisha Grant. Marker standing up over Carolyn Lee. So we'll have a loss on the game on the play, about 2.5, 3 yards. So we'll bring up a second and 13 with 7 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Grisoffi running back on the onto the field. She went over to the sideline real quick, probably confer with the coaches. So if Kansas City can keep up the defense, that will help them. And hopefully they can put some points on the board, but I know that Chicago's thinking the same thing. Okay, Grisoffi is in the shotgun position. She's got two receivers on the line. And little twist and a turn there. And the ball was picked up by Darcy Leslie, but she too was stopped behind the line of scrimmage for another, well, not necessarily a loss. I think it was just at the line. So we have a third and 13 again with 7 minutes left to go. She was brought down by Larisha Graves, who's been a great defensive force for the Tribe this season. And she's been a force to be reckoned with on the offense. She's come up when some girls have been injured and been able to make it through the line. She's a great running back. She's fast on her feet. and it helps drive on defense. And they've got a lot of quickness on their team, a lot of girls who can make it. And I think the same thing for Chicago, just a bunch of athletes out there who love to play football. So, Marisha Graves, or sorry, Sammy Grisafi, 3rd and 13, shotgun position. Four receivers. Maybe they can only have four. Oh, she drops the snap. Pick back up, and she is sacked again by Larissa Gray. Huge loss on that, about a 10-yard loss. The ball was snapped, and it just dropped right out of Grisafi's hands, and Lee picked it up and threw it back to her, and Grisafi tried to run it, and she just stopped. It gave the defense for Kansas City way too much time to come in on the play. So we've got they're on their own 44-yard line. So there's lots of eights. We've got a fourth down 21 for the force. Grisafi back there to punt, looks like. And we've got Penrod and Sowers to receive. And there's a flag on the play. We'll see what that is. Hope it's not on Kansas City because that would really hurt this play. Dead ball, false start on the fourth. Illegal procedure on the fourth. So now we got a fourth and 26. They're back down to their own 39-yard line with 5 minutes 40 seconds to go in this first quarter. No score on the board. 0-0. Both defenses playing really tough ball. I know that Chicago is just trying a whole bunch of stuff right now, and we'll see what Grisafi comes up with. Snap is good. The punt was off the side of her foot, and it goes out of bounds on the Kansas City 44-yard line. So Kansas City will take over after the punt with 5 minutes and 28 seconds to go. Okay, so Kansas City on their own 44-yard line. Jenny Schmidt, being the passing quarterback that she is, has a lot of receivers ready to go. And force has four on the line, so the snap is up. It's a little tall, but she catches it, and she's keeping it. She's run 10 yards, and she's brought down. She just didn't have anybody open, and Chicago was running after her pretty hard. But she's brought down about a 9-yard pickup. So we're going to have second and nine. So again, Jenny Schmidt in the shotgun. And she passes it. Oh, she holds on to it again. And, oh, she just misses the tackle. And she keeps running. She runs to the side, and she runs out of bounds on the fourth 41-yard line. She's being pursued by number 18, Angie Banstra, from the fourth. And she got out of a tackle. And, of course, chasing her all over the place. She's I know she's a basketball player in college. And I know that to this day she still stays pretty active in a number of activities, including football. So we've got Jenny Schmidt at the line. Actually, the shotgun formation, first and 10 for the Tribe on their own 40-yard line. Pass, tall pass, and it's just way over the head of Campbell. So we'll have a second and 10. Seems to be a little off on her passing so far. And Reagan she's double teamed by two force members, Dorian Bridges. Was one of them. That. Jenny Schmidt, second and 10, 4 minutes, 38 seconds. No idea what's going on right now. A bunch of movement. And there's a flag on the play. There's a little scuffle between Megan Penrod and Alicia. Okay. And the ball wasn't really snapped, and there was a lot of movement. And then for the force, Alicia Brennan came across the line, and Megan Penrod for Kate either felt like she's crossing over or something and kind of reciprocated. So we'll see the referee's call on that. illegal procedure on the tribe was the original flag. And then another flag, personal foul on the Kansas City tribe. So that's going to be a huge, huge penalty for Kansas City. Kansas City needs to keep their composure in a game like this against a team like Chicago. They can't let the emotions get to them. So now it's going to be a second down and a lot, like 27, 29. It's a huge amount of yards to make up. And so we'll see if they can do it. Again, Jenny's a great passing quarterback, but it's a huge deficit. So hopefully Kansas City will keep their cool, let this penalty kind of slide, and move on. So there's a snap. Jenny has a short pass over to Liz Sowers, who runs for 10 and 15 yards. And she's brought down by number 18, Angie Brandstra, for the Force. So we've got a third and 16. That's a great pickup. And so hopefully they can come up with some more yards on this play. Jenny Schmidt in the shotgun formation. 4 minutes to go. Third and 16 for the tribe. 0-0. She gets steps back to pass. And she doesn't see anybody open. She starts running, but she's being pursued pretty hardcore. She picks up about 5 yards. She's brought down by number 17, Darlene Hall. On that. So now 4th and 13. And we'll see what they're going to do. Brittany Fisher's out there. And we are going to do a punt. Reagan Campbell set up to punt. And Gray set up to receive for the Force. Here's the punt. Oh, it's blocked. Punt is blocked by number 85, Kimberly Marks, and it's picked up by number 59, Alicia Brennan, who carries it all the way in for Chicago Force touchdown. There was 4 girls running at Reagan Campbell pretty hard on the 50-yard line, and the punt was blocked, and the Force picked it up and ran 50 yards for the touchdown. So we got 6 points on the board for Chicago with 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the game. The Force will go for a extra point. It's going to be kicked by Carolyn Lee. Ball is being held by number 84. Here we come with a snap. Kick is up, and kick is good. So 7-0, 7 Chicago, but there is a flag. What happens with that? The referee has a call that I don't recognize, but it's on the Force. So it'll be about a 5-yard penalty. The extra point is nullified. So it's still 6 for Chicago. Here for Kansas City, and they will, the coach for Chicago, John Konecki, is out talking with the referees right now, wondering what was going on that. And it seems that they've come to a conclusion, so we'll have a re-kick. Slight movement of the ball. So 5-yard penalty for the Force. Here comes the snap. Kick is up. It's a little higher, and it just looks a little wide, so it's no good. It's a break for Kansas City. Let's see if they can come back and score some points on this play. We've got a good crowd for both teams. Chicago came out in force, which I think is funny that I said that, considering that they are the Chicago Force. Just all about using the puns today. 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the quarter. This is the IWFL matchup between the defending world champions, Kansas City Tribe and the 2008 World Champions Chicago Force. Last year, I had the opportunity to do this game. It was a great game. It was down to the wire for both teams. So we'll see what comes out. But again, Chicago is 7-0 this season, having a pretty solid offensive and defensive season. Kansas City has put a lot of points on the board, but they just come short up against, just slightly short, one touchdown against Dallas, down in Dallas, and 2 points to Chicago, about the third game of the season. Kicking for the Forest is Carolyn Lee, and she kicks it, and Rusty Sowers is chasing after it, and I think she's going to let it roll out of bounds on the Kansas City 15-yard line. Kansas City will take over, first and 10, on their own 10. See where they mark that ball. A little bit of discussion right now. Rusty Sowers out there discussing with the white hat referee. Directing people around, talking about it, talking about how much money they saved on their car insurance. I'm kidding. That's probably not what's going on. But I've been watching a lot of sports TV lately, and I'm always wondering what people talk about. Are they talking about the game? Oh, we've got a false illegal procedure on the Force. It was on the Force. The penalty was accepted before the kickoff, so we're going to re-kick with 3 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. First and so Carolyn Lee for the Force will be kicking again. Now her first kick did go out of bounds. We'll see what she can bring right now. They're the Force formation, I'm not really entirely sure what it's called, but they're all kind of bunched up together on the 30-yard line around Carolyn Lee. The ball is up on the tee. She's pumping them up. They run up. They take it. And then they run back and line up. And then there's the kick. Kick is up. And she just kicked it off the side of her foot. And it's a short kick. High and short to number 40, Tiara Burns, for the Tribe. She catches it on her own 45-yard line and takes it in about 7 yards. So she's on the Chicago 4 side of the field. It'll be first and 10 for Kansas City on the Chicago 48-yard line. Marisha Graves in the back with Jenny Schmidt. 3-4 receivers. She steps back to pass. Short pass to Sowers, who catches it and goes in for a 8-yard advance. So we'll bring up a short second game, second down. So we got Liz Sowers. She caught the ball and ran about 4 yards. So Kansas City will have a quick snap. Wow, they didn't get any time right there. Lucia Graves with a handoff from Jenny Schmidt. She's running. I think she totally caught. Lucia Graves, 5, 10, 15, touchdown, Kansas City. Kansas City just ran up to the line. No huddle offense. Totally caught Chicago off guard. They weren't even set. And immediately ran in for a touchdown. Larisha Graves, a nice 10, 20, 35-yard pickup, 38-yard pickup on that. Great fake out. Still have Amanda Sweetin going in for the extra point. So Chicago's touchdown is answered with a Kansas City touchdown. Amanda Sweetin there to kick. Brittany Fisher with the snap. Kick is up. Nice kick. Very solid kick through the arches. And Kansas City is now up 7-6. You know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, is this going to be a really low-scoring game. Both these teams are known for high scores in the league. They know how to put points on the board. They've got great offenses, and they're able to shut down most teams. And so when you've got good defense to back up your offense, it ends up with low-scoring opponents. And Kansas City is able to do that. And Chicago's been able to do that, and they were able to do that a couple weeks ago in Chicago. And they stopped Kansas City with only 12 points on the board when they're averaging in the 30s. Amanda Sweetin is going to set up for the kickoff. There's 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kansas City 7, Chicago 6. We've got Gray and Romano set to receive the kickoff for Chicago. Kick is up, and it's kicked over to Romano, who catches it on the 11-yard line and drops it, but she picks it back up. She starts running. She's got 10, 15. She's a fast person. 20 yards brought down by number 82, Sarah Thomas, on the 30-yard line. Good stop by Sarah Thomas. Just kind of grabbed her and pulled her down. So Chicago will start on their own 30-yard line, first and 10. So the fourth set to take over. See if they can answer the Kansas City 7 points. Gustafi at the line again for the snap. She's got one receiver, two people in the backfield. Kansas City set up for a blitz, it looks like. Gustafi's holding on to the ball. She runs for 5, 6, 10. Oh, ball fumbled. And it's Minnie White for Kansas City. Ball's on the ball on the 50-yard line. Gustafi had the first down, and as she was falling, the ball was knocked out of her hand, and we have a fumble, and Kansas City takes over on their on the 50-yard line. I don't know whose 50-yard line it is. It's just the 50-yard line. So we got first and 10, 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Jenny Schmidt back out there with her offense. We got Campbell and two Sowers out there to receive, and Megan Penrod back with her. Here comes the snap, 2 minutes, 11 seconds. She steps back to pass, short pass to Megan Penrod, catches it, gain of about three and a half on the play. So second and 6 for the Tribe. I haven't really seen, I've seen one rush by Kansas City, and that was for the touchdown by Larissa Graves on the last play. And again, a quick lineup pass, a short pass, and Rusty Sowers intended for Rusty Sowers is just short. And I just don't even know if Rusty Sowers was ready for that. So we have a 3rd and 6, 1 minute, 41 seconds to go. Kansas City still in possession. They're on their own 46-yard line. Penrod in the back with Jenny Schmidt. Four receivers. Ball snapped. Good snap. She steps back to pass. Short pass to Reagan Campbell, who is immediately hit. But she's pulling her down. She's being pulled. Reagan Campbell was hit by Katie Romano immediately. And Griffin, and she carried him for 4 yards. This girl's got some power behind those legs. So a 4th and 1. Kansas City's going to go for it. 4th and 1 on their own 41. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go. And Graves has the ball, but I think she stopped just shy of the first down. So we'll see what happens. So Chicago takes over on downs on Kansas City 41-yard line. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Chicago gets a break. Kansas City is out in three. And that fumble really didn't cost Chicago much of anything. They're actually back where they started before the fumble, maybe even a gain of 5 yards. 1 minute to go. Kansas City 7, Chicago 6. Christofi at the line, 1 receiver, 2 in the backfield. Here comes the snap. She pitches it off. She pitches it off to Cobb, who runs forward and knocks over a couple Kansas City people. Brought down by Mindy White. A 9-yard pickup, so we got a second and 1. Number 26, Ebony Cobb. She's brand new to the team. Oh, I might be even saying the wrong person the whole time. So number 26 for Chicago. So a second and 1. And they just push on through the line. Christofi kept it and just fell forward. And gained 2 yards, so it will be a Chicago first down. One second to go in the quarter. Kansas City 7, Chicago 6. And we'll have the end of the first quarter. And both will go to the sideline to figure out what they're going to do. Chicago is a 1st and 10 on the Kansas City 48-yard line. They've had a good offensive run so far, picking up a lot of yards on the field. Kansas City's been pretty stuck in like a 40-40 range, really, except for that one touchdown. So they've been able to, do a little trick play. I don't even know if it's a trick play. They just were quick. They had a no-huddle offense and was able to take advantage of Chicago being off balance. So Kansas City has a large fan base out today despite the heat. They're going to do the wave, it looks like. People have painted faces. And so Chicago now going to the west. 1st and 10. Looks like Stacey Baker just shook the hand of the referee. It's kind of her. 1st and 10, Kansas City, 48-yard line for Chicago. And Sammy Grisafi at the line. She takes a snap. She pitches it back to number 26, who runs forward. She looks fast. She put her head down and just started running. She's brought down by Rusty Sowers and Katie Sowers. So we got an 8-yard pickup. 2nd down 4, Chicago, 14 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Sammy Grisafi again at the line, 2nd and 8. We'll see if she carries it like she did on the last play when they just needed a few yards. Nope, she pitches it back out to 67, picks up 5, 6, 7 yards. Number 67 is Darcy Leslie. So she has about a 7-yard pickup. So 1st down for Chicago. We had a 1st and 10 on the Tribe 35-yard line. Yeah, So 13 minutes, 59 seconds to go in the second quarter. First and 10 for Chicago. Sammy Grisafi at the line to get the snap. Snap. And she throws it back to the 26, who's brought down with a very small gain by Liz Sowers and Kim Joe. So about a 2-yard gain, a 1.5-yard gain. So Chicago. Sharifa? Okay, thank you. All right, so we have a timeout called. 13 minutes, 6 seconds to go. I've been calling number 26 the wrong name the whole game. It's actually Sharifa for Chicago. She's had a couple great runs. She's tall and lanky, but she's been able to run through the line whenever Grisafi's been able to give her the ball. So we'll just see how they handle this second and 8 situation with 13 minutes to go in the quarter. Kinsey's really got to be watching their defense and making sure they're stopping Chicago from these big runs. Kansas City has their own van, Chico. Thunder in the touchdown van. Their faithful trio that comes out every week and cheers for and plays for the team. Play a lot of oldies and goodies. All right, so Grisafi hands it off to number 67, Darcy Leslie. Jelaine Anderson kind of grabbed her by the neck and came bar down, but she still gained about 3 yards. So the Tribe will take over. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. I really need to pay attention to the game. I'm looking off to the side. So we got a 3rd and 5 for the 4th. Sammy Grisafi at the line. Snap. And she pitches it off to Sharifa, who is stopped by a number of Tribe members, but mainly Larisha Graves and Katie Sowers. She does have a gain of about 3. So we have a 4th and 3 for the Tribe. So I think the Force will probably go for it. They're close enough. They're on the Kansas City 27-yard line, and they've been able to really make up just a few yards at a time, even with being stopped. And so there would be no point for the Force to punt at this position. So number 67, Darcy Leslie, set to receive the handoff or the snap. Oh, no, I lied. Sharifa. Again, she runs off to the side. She's being pursued, and she's stopped by Katie Sowers and Larisha Gray. With a little extra added Lane Anderson action. So Kansas City will take over on down. So again, a lucky break for Kansas City at that position. They're on their own. No. Yeah, they're on their own, the 31-yard line, with 11 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Jenny Schmidt set to in the shotgun. Kansas City 7, Chicago 4-6. And here's the snap. She steps back to pass. Long pass. to Rusty Tower. She catches it at the 48-yard line. She keeps running. She runs past a couple tries or a couple fourth quarters, and she just takes it. She's running. She's on the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Rusty Tower just being chased by the fourth, so was able to outrun all of them. She even had a little juke move in there. Nice catch along the 50-yard line. Was able to just run for a nice 50-yard touchdown at 11 minutes, 6 seconds to go. So Kansas City 13, Chicago 4, 6. So we got Amanda Sweeten. That's due the extra point. Brittany Fisher to receive the snap. Second quarter, 11 minutes to go. And Kansas City is now up 13-6. Here comes the snap. Kick is up. And again, the extra point was just wide. So Kansas City will kick off to Chicago. This is one more point than they scored against Chicago in Chicago, so that's a good sign for Kansas City. But I know the game still has a lot of time left, 11 minutes in the second quarter. Chicago going over to defer with their coaches on what their strategy will be on this next drive. Amanda Sweeten running down to get ready for the kick.
We can't stop back there and visit the back door of the building for the Casey Keith and Jess. Remember, portion of the person is there to the
Chicago set to receive the ball. Again, we got Romano in gray to receive the kickoff. And Amanda Sweeten set to do the kickoff. She has the ball on the 40-yard line. Kansas City Tribe has a lot of great supporters, including the Chico Thunder and the touchdown band. Amanda Sweeten set the kick. Kick is up. Very short kick around the 30-yard line. And it stays right in bounds. I think that they were waiting for it to go out of bounds. So it's on the Chicago 23-yard line. It didn't go out of bounds, so they fell on it. That was Gray who fell on the ball. And so Chicago will take over first and 10 on their own 23-yard line with 11 and 5 minutes to go. Chicago's got some ground to make up. I have no doubt that they'll be able to really fight for the points that they want. So they're going to the line, first and 10 on their own 23. Got Sammy Grisafi at the line. Takes the snap. Pitches it out to Carolyn Lee, who gains a yard, maybe two, but she's brought down by number 78, KJ McCoon. With some help from number 50, Magdalene Abatuli, for the Kansas City Tribe. So we've got a second and 9, 10 minutes, 45 seconds to go. Again, Kansas City 13, Chicago 6, second quarter. It's balmy afternoon in Kansas City. There's a decent breeze coming through the press box, but I don't know what it is out on the field. I'm sure it's not as breezy down there. Sammy Grisafi conferring with the players. Looks like she's... Oh, Dorian Bridges, it looks like. Maybe? Oh, no. We got an 81. Receives the ball. Sammy Grisafi had the pass. I was even thrown off a little bit there. It's like in slow motion. I thought I saw number 45, but Sammy Grisafi with the pass, and she passes it to number 81, Patricia Harper. brings up a third and three for Chicago Force. 9 minutes, 50 seconds to go. Chicago with a nice drive right now, just picking up a couple yards as you go. You don't need huge plays, although those help. Both teams have scored on very big plays. But steady and slow usually wins the race. We'll see what Chicago does on this next play. They're all lined up pretty tight on the line, and they're going to push forward a couple yards. I don't know what that probably hoping to just go over the play. So it looks like Sammy Gassafi has the ball, and she went over the pile of Kansas City and Chicago Tribe players. She might have actually gotten that first down, so we'll see where they stop the ball right there. I can't tell you who stopped her. I think it was just a matter of her jumping over everybody. We'll see where the referee does on this play. It's going to be short of the first down, so it brings up a fourth down. I don't know what the refs are doing. I didn't really see a flag. Okay, they were just starting the clock, so we got fourth down and two for Chicago. 8 minutes, 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Kansas City 13, Chicago 6. Sammy Gersoffi's a little frustrated. I think she's going to punt in this situation. We'll see if this is for real. We've got Megan Penrod set to receive the punt. Here comes the snap. It's a little high. She high kick. It's a short high kick. We'll see where it falls. Taking a Kansas City bounce. And so Chicago's Darcy Leslie stopped it from going too far into their own territory. So it will be the fourth 45-yard line for Kansas City, first and 10. So Kansas City is going to take over first and 10. On the fourth 45-yard line with 8 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the second quarter. So Jenny Schmidt back to pass, throws it over to Megan Penrod at the 50-yard line, and she stopped by number 17, Darlene Hall, and number 82, Martha Dantuma. For Chicago. So there is a loss on that play. It was a good pass. She just couldn't get beyond the line of scrimmage. So we got a second 12. And I think Kansas City was trying again to do a quick snap. And the referees stopped the play. So Jenny Schmidt. Pass to number three, Liz Sowers, who jumps over the fourth on the 30-yard line. She jumps over number 18, Angie Vantra. It catches the ball for a first down, Kansas City. It's first and 10 on the fourth 30-yard line, and they're going to be a quick setup again. I think Kenny and Jenny Schmidt wants a fast snap and try to keep Chicago on their toes. Maybe that's your strategy. 7 minutes, 30 seconds to go. She hands it off to Megan Penrod, who runs 5 yards. So second and 5. So second and 5, second and 6, 7 minutes to go. Jenny Schmidt with the snap. She steps up the pass, doesn't see anybody open, so she starts running. She's being pursued. Oh, she breaks one tackle, and she runs out of bounds on the 20-yard line, so a gain of a yard maybe. She's being pursued by number 59, Alicia Brennan. Alicia Brennan. So we have a third and one. Oh, I My depth perception today is really bad. So Kansas City is at a 3rd-and-1 on the their own 22-yard or on the 4th 22-yard line, and they just called a timeout with 6:58 to go. Second quarter, Kansas City up 13-6 against Chicago Force. Kansas City so far showing a lot of poise against this very strong, athletic Chicago team. So we'll see if they can keep up the pressure. Kansas City has been plagued with some injuries this year, and that's really hurt their So we've got 7 minutes to go. Kansas City has got some sponsors. I was saying that earlier before the play started. And one of them is Backyard Burger here in Kansas City. There's about 4 locations. Great hamburger, charbroiled. Jenny Schmidt, set to receive the ball and shotgun. We've got Larissa Graves right next to her. She has 4 receivers. She steps back to pass. Short pass to Brittany Smith. And it's incomplete. Brittany was being covered by 81, Patricia Harper, who just stopped her. She had a hold of her. Not really a pass interference or anything. Kansas City is a 4th-and-1. They're going to go for it. They're on their own 20. They're on the 4th 22-yard line. There's no might as well. They've been able to stop Chicago when they've had their run. So we'll see if Jenny. Oh, there's a flag. She was brought down though behind the line of scrimmage by number 20, Katie Romano. There is a penalty flag. So let's see what happens in this. Jenny Schmidt seems to be arguing the call. Okay, the penalty is declined, and Chicago will take over on down. We've got a 1st-and-10 for Chicago. Didn't see what the penalty was. Looks like an illegal procedure on Kansas City. They were stopped behind the line of scrimmage by Katie Romano, taking down Jenny Schmidt. So the Force will take over on down. They are on their own 26-yard line with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Kansas City's up 13 over the Force at 6. Both teams have missed a field goal. Sammy Grisafi at the line to receive the snap. She pitches it back to Carolyn Lee, who is stopped right at the line of scrimmage by Jennifer Marker and Kenesha Walker. No gain on the play. 2nd-and-10. 6:30 to go in the second quarter. I know that just from watching the game, Sammy Grisafi has been trying a lot of different plays and definitely a running team right now. Very few passes. I think they've had a total of maybe 3 passes. Sammy Grisafi at the line to receive the snap. She pitches it back to Sharippa. And she is stopped with a 4-yard gain by a large group of tribe members. Looks like Lane Anderson and Magdalene Abafuli with the initial stop. That ball was carried by Darcy Leslie for a gain of 5, maybe just 4. So 3rd-and-6, 5:40 to go for the tribe. Kansas City's up 13-6 over the Force. They've had a pretty solid first quarter. Both teams are really strong defensively right now. Been able to stop the play. Sam Gertzoffi was in the backfield, ready to receive the snap and the shotgun formation. There was a flag. There's a lot of movement on the Kansas City line. We'll see if it's a false start or if it's a... It looks like it could be an offside on Kansas City, though. Yep, offside. So, 5-yard penalty, which is a great break for Chicago. So, they're going to have a 3rd and 1 with 5 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Kansas City's just antsy. Again, it's Lane Anderson just getting to that line and not able to resist going through it. I think some people would consider that cheating. Not really sure. Maybe that's why they throw the yellow flag. Cheating's bad. 2:31, 5 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Force is probably going to just lay down, not lay down, but run through the line. They've been able to do that on these short plays. And again, they're tight offensive line right now, no receivers. Sammy Gersoffi at the line, Kansas City with their tight defensive line right now. Again, coming up, and yep, they're going to try to just fall forward 3 yards. It looks like Gersoffi held on to that and fell forward. We'll see if she made that first down. A whole bunch of tribe members there to stop her. Can't really tell you who stopped her officially. She just gets pulled out of the pack. The refs are trying to figure out, and they're going to stop it and do some measurements.
We have an official timeout.
Check on the status. So bringing up the chain, 4 minutes, 47 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kansas City Tribe, the defending world champion, up 13-6 over Chicago Force, who's the 2008 champion. So both teams are solid defense. It looks like yep, they did get that first down on that. So Chicago will have a 1st and 10 on their own 36-yard line. They've been able to really make those short plays happen for them. We'll see if they can capitalize on this first down. Gersoffi at the line to receive the snap. One receiver on the right side. Here comes the snap. Oh, looks like she dropped the ball. Kansas City might have taken over that fumble. Let's find out. Gersoffi just couldn't hold on to the snap. She's walking off the field. Yep, Magdalene Abapuli comes off the line, comes off the ground with the ball in hand. So Kansas City will take over on the Chicago Force, the 35-yard line. It's another fumble, very costly fumble for the Force. Today, 4 minutes, 19 seconds to go. I was just in Chicago last weekend. It was pretty balmy there. So I'm sure they're used to the heat right now. So I don't know if it's just what's causing the fumbles and whatnot, but see if the Kansas City Tribe can capitalize on this fumble. Kansas City has a bunch of receivers ready to go. Got Reagan Campbell, Liz Sowers, the snap is up. Jenny has a short pass to Laura Guscott, who catches it on the 30-yard line and is able to run about 10 yards to the 20-yard line for a Kansas City first down. for Gus Scott with that nice 10-yard gain. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to go. Kansas City is up 13-6 over the Chicago Force. Again, Jenny Schmidt at the line. A bunch of receivers out there ready to handle the ball, so we'll see what she does. She's a nice pass. It was intended for Brittany Fisher. It's just on the wrong side. It would have. It was actually thrown pretty good. Brittany just was running in the wrong direction, or Jenny threw it in the wrong direction. You know, who are you going to lay blame to? I don't know. It was just an incomplete pass. So we have a 2nd and 10 for Kansas City with 3 minutes, 56 seconds to go in the quarter. Kansas City again up 13-6 over the Force. Last time these two teams met is a tough game. Jenny Schmidt with the snap. Pass is caught by Reagan Campbell behind the line of scrimmage. She runs for about 5 yards. So we have a 3rd and 5. It looked like it was intended for Rusty Sowers, but Jenny threw it right behind her to Reagan Campbell, who ran up the line, and she was brought down, looks like, by Darcy Leslie. With a little help from Katie Romano. Jenny Schmidt lined up again. We got Larisha Graves now standing right next to her. Oh, Jenny just throws it off to Larisha Graves. Nice. Jenny was being pursued. Larisha Graves was brought down with a game about 4 by Darcy Leslie. Number 59, Alicia Brennan for Chicago, was chasing after Jenny, and she just threw it off to Larisha, who was able to go ahead for about 4 yards. So we've got a 4th down and 2 with 2 minutes 45 seconds to go in the quarter for the Tribe. They're on the Chicago Force 10-yard line. 4th and 2. Their referees are calling. I don't know what's going on. I think the referees were going to call a 2-minute timeout, a 2-minute warning, and now they're not. The clock is still running. Nobody's doing anything. Okay, they're going to stop the clock. Timeout called by Kansas City. So 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go. We got halftime coming up in 2 minutes, 12 seconds. We got the wave going on in the stands. A lot of people pumped up despite the heat for the day. Kansas City trying to figure out what they're going to do with this 4th and 2. They're on the Chicago Force 10-yard line going into the halftime with yet another touchdown. Would really help solidify their lead, obviously. I mean, points-wise, if you just want to look at it that way. But you can also look at just they're going to have the momentum going into that second half, and it'll help kind of take that in. So Amanda Sweetin is actually going to go for a field goal. So it'll be a 20-yard field goal for Amanda Sweetin. She did miss the last extra point, so we'll see what this brings. It'll be a 20-yard field goal. Brittany Fisher to receive the snap and hold the ball for Amanda Sweetin. 2 minutes, 12 seconds. Whistle blown. Snap is up. Kick is up. And kick is good. 3 points for Kansas City with a nice, solid high kick. So 16-10 for Kansas City with 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kansas City's hoping to stop Chicago on this next kickoff. There's some guys doing some gymnastics out on the track. I'm always an envy of people who can do flips and stuff. Looks like there's a herky. Another one. Wow. Well, that wasn't a herky. That was a split. I don't even know. I used to know stuff about cheerleading. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm sure most of you out there listening are wondering if I know what I'm talking about when it comes to football. I've got help. I've got a nice person from Chicago here to help me. And I've got a nice person from Kansas City here to help me. Amanda Sweeten on the 40-yard line, ready to kick the ball. We've got Gray and Romano ready to receive the football with 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kansas City is now up 16-6. And there's the kick. Nice solid kick down the middle of the field. Romano catches it on a pinch, drops the game, she picks it back up. Nice little bounce there. She's got 10, 20, 30, 40. About 40 yards, no, maybe about 35-yard gain for Romano, and she's stopped by Mindy White and Brittany Fisher. So Chicago will take over on their own 38-yard line. 1 minute, 55 seconds. Looks like we've got the two-minute warning. Who knows what's going on? There's a lot of talking. The ref seems to be doing a lot of talking. Chicago's ready to go. They have their play set. They get out of their huddle. And the refs are going to talk about something. Is 2 minute warning only in the fourth quarter?
Second.
Okay. Maybe they're not doing it. I don't know. So, Chicago's set to receive the snap against Sammy Gristoffi. She's a shotgun. Ball is on their own 38-yard line. First and 10, 1 minute, 50 seconds to go. She receives the snap. She pitches it off to Sharipa, and who drops it, but she picks it back up, and then she's stopped by Mindy White and Lane Anderson, but there is a flag, so we'll see if that's a what kind of hit that is, if it's Kansas City or... There was a face mask on the play against the Kansas City Tribe, so that's going to be a big penalty against Kansas City at this stage of the game. So, maybe not. It's about 5 yards, but it's a replay of the first down. So, we've got first and six with 1 minute, 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Force on their own 38-yard line, they are down by 10 points against Kansas City, 16-6. Sammy Gristoffi to receive the snap. Got a couple receivers out there. She sets the pass. She passes it over to number 81, Patricia Harper, who runs and is stopped by Kim Joe and Mindy White. It looks like either there's a loss on the play, yep, about a yard loss on the play. So we've got a second down and 7 for the fourth. With 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Second, 8. Force has the ball on their own 40-yard line. Again, Rasafi in the shotgun. She's got 3 receivers set up. Got a snap. She steps back to pass. Long pass. Oh, and just over the head of number 29, Taylor Mallory.
Mallory, right?
Molloy. I have it wrong. It's Molloy. Sorry. So it's just over her head. So it brings up a 3rd and 8 with 34 seconds to go. Chicago has got to do something right here. They're going to go into the half without a lot of momentum on their side. They're in the huddle right now. Can't imagine what Christophe's saying, just pumping the girls up, getting ready to receive the pass most likely. Again, she's in the shotgun formation. She's got 3 receivers ready to go. We got the snap, 35 seconds to go. Snap is up. She's being pursued by Sowers. And the ball was intended for Patricia Harper, and it just looks like it went behind her. She's being covered pretty heavily by Kim Joe and Lane Anderson for Kansas City. She was asking for a pass interference call, but none was made, so we got a fourth down. They go for it, fourth and eight, 30 seconds to go. And they call a timeout, maybe, or just a whole new set of people are coming out. Maybe they'll try for a run this time versus a pass. No, we do have a timeout with 30 seconds to go. Fourth and eight. Kansas City really stepping up today. You know, it always helps to be on your home turf, and I'm sure that was an advantage for Chicago back when they were in Chicago. And Kansas City has a pretty solid group of people cheering them on. But Chicago had a good force come out, too, to cheer them on. So timeout is over. Taking all the water and the coaches off the field. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kansas City is up 16-6 over the Chicago Force. They are on their own 40-yard line with a fourth and eight situation. She's going to punt it. We got Megan Penrod. And roughing the passer. Looks like roughing the kicker, sorry. Sammy Gasafi was punting the ball, and Lane Anderson was pursuing her and touched her after the ball was kicked. And so we've got a roughing the passer, I'm assuming that's what the flag was. We'll see. It just seems really silly with 25 seconds to go for Lane to really be going after her that hard. Yep, roughing the kicker. So automatic first down, I think. Oh, no, 5-yard penalty and fourth down. So fourth and three for I really should not tell you what's going to happen before I find out what's going to happen. So fourth and three, fourth and four. It was fourth and eight and then 5-yard penalty, so it should be fourth and three, but I don't teach math. So another punt. Sammy Grisafi set to punt the ball. They're on their own 44. She kicks the ball. Short pass to Megan Penrod. And they just let it go and stops on Kansas City 28-yard line with 15 seconds to go. So Kansas City will take over. First and 10 on their own 28-yard line. They are up 16-6 over the Chicago Force. We are in Kansas City at Center High School. It's been a great support for the Kansas City Tribe. And right in the heart of Kansas City, really. Great grass field out here. Good stands. And a good amount of people cheering both teams on. Kansas City takes over. First and 10, 15 seconds left in the quarter. Jenny Schmidt. They can get about one play in, depending on how fast they go. They're on their own 28-yard line. Jenny steps back to pass. Short pass to Brittany Fisher, who catches it, but she is stopped and brought down by number 15, Samantha Grisafi. I don't know why I didn't know that. Been saying her name the whole time. So it's a first or a second and six with 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Kansas City up 16-6 over the Chicago Force. Looks like we got another timeout. I'm kind of confused, you know, with only 6 seconds to go in the quarter. It seems odd to take a timeout. When you've got a whole quarter to go, but this is why I don't coach football. I just blabber about it for a couple hours. Again, this is the IWSL matchup between the visiting Chicago Force and the 2009 world champion, Kansas City Tribe, hoping to make it to the playoffs so they can defend their world championship. But they've hit some roadblocks along the way against Dallas and Chicago in the city, in Dallas and Chicago. And they're hoping to make Chicago home with a loss. I know there's a great rivalry between these two teams. Last year, they played each other 3 times. The only loss that Kansas City have was against Chicago in Chicago, and they beat them twice on their home turf. But against Chicago going into this matchup, 7-0 record. Great record. And Kansas City is going to have a second and six, 7 seconds to go. Jenny Schmidt, ready to receive the pass, or ready to receive the snap, excuse me. Snap is up. She steps back to pass. She's being chased after. And she runs away from everyone, makes the first down, 5, 10, 15, and runs out of bounds on the 40-yard line. And there's the end of the quarter, folks. We've got a halftime. I'm going to take a break for a bit. You know, get some water in me. And 6:30. So I will see you back here in 15 minutes. This is the IWL FL matchup between the Chicago Force and the Kansas City Tribe. Kansas City up 16-6. I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the legal question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
We'll be right back. I'm
All right, I'm ready to go. For real. I had my phone on mute, and I was like, hey, I'm ready to come back, and nothing happened. And then I realized I had my phone on mute. We are starting the second half of the Kansas City Tribe Chicago Force game. Kansas City's up 16-6. Chicago Force set to kick off to Megan Penrod and Rusty Sowers. Megan Penrod catches it on 25. Got 10, 25, 30, 45-yard line. Their own 45. So Megan Penrod with a nice 20-yard gain on that kickoff reception. Chicago, there is a penalty flag on the play. A face mask against Chicago. Chicago went into the second half, not able to capitalize on a play. A couple big penalties going in. So they have a lot of catch-up to do in the second half. But they've had a really solid defense, able to stop Kansas City. Both teams are high-scoring teams, and Chicago's been able to hold them off to only 16 points. Jenny Schmidt, best passing quarterback in the league, is set to receive the snap. She's got four receivers up. We've got a penalty flag. Megan Penrod with the handoff, and she runs ahead 9 yards. But like I said, there is a penalty flag in the background. And again, he touched his ear and called a penalty on Kansas City. So we'll see how many yards that brings him back. It was a nice, solid 9-yard run by Megan Penrod that will come back about 5 yards. They are in their own 49-yard line. So now they are on their own 44-yard line. So Jenny Schmidt to set to receive first and 15. Snap it back. Short pass to Brittany Fisher. It's intercepted by number 81, Patricia Harper. So the Force will take over first and 10 on the Tribe 43-yard line. The pass was just shy of Brittany Fisher, and the only thing that she could do is bring down Trish Harper on that 44-yard line. So with 14 minutes, 30 seconds to go, the Force takes over, and I'm sure they're hoping to capitalize on this opportunity. Tribe only had 2 plays, and 1 play was a penalty, and the other play was an interception. Not a great way to start off your second half, if you ask me. But I could be wrong. Nope, I think I'm right. So, we've got Sammy Grisafi. She pitches it off to Darcy Leslie, who is running through the line. She gets about 5 yards. It looks like there was a fumble. We'll see if she was down. A lot of whistleblowing. Fighting for the ball down there. Yep. Yeah, she's brought down by Liz Sowers, that they will retain possession. I think the ball was knocked out of her hand after she already hit the ground. So it's a second and 6 situation, 13 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Force has the ball on the Kansas City 44-yard line. Christophe going to the line to receive the snap. She does have 1 receiver on the far side. Receives that, pitches it back to Sharifa. She runs into a wall and eventually is pushed out by Mindy White. I don't know where they're going to set the ball. There's a slight gain on the play. Teresa Sharifa is her first name. So she has about a 2-yard gain. So we've got a 3rd and 6. Third and 4. 13 minutes left. Chicago Force on the Kansas City 38-yard line. They're down 10 points to the Kansas City Tribe, 16-6. To Sammy Grisafi at the line again. No receivers. Tight line, offensive line. She again hands it off to Carolyn Lee, who barrels through the Kansas City line. Stopped by Walker, Graves, and Annenson. And she's just shy, about a yard of a first down. So fourth and one with 12 minutes left down the Kansas City 34-yard line. Again, they've been able to make these fourth down plays happen in this game by having a nice tight offensive line and just barreling through Kansas City's defensive line. Sorry for the air horn. Here we go again. They just walk on through, and they make it pretty easily, actually, and gain a couple yards in the play. Let's just go ahead and spit out the words. Use your words. I said that to my niece. So the Tribe was unable to stop the Force, and again, I said this in the first half, slow and steady into the race, and you just get a couple yards at a time and able to make those first down situations. The Force might be able to make a play, get a TD on this run. So they're first and 10 on the Kansas City 30-yard line with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grisafi at the line, one receiver on the far side. She pitches it out to Darcy Leslie, who is tackled by six Kansas City Tribe members, led by Magdalene Abapuli and Mindy White. No gain on the play. So a second and 10 on the Kansas City 30 for the Force. They were able to read that play pretty well. The wind is starting to pick up a little bit, which is nice. See a little cloud cover. The sun will go down here soon. It'll make it a cooler night, but I'm sure playing out there with all those pads on the field. It's been a hot day for both teams. See some people on the sideline getting stretched out. Hopefully we don't have cramping. Grisafi in the shotgun formation with 10 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Second and 10 for the Force. Grisafi sets the snap. Seems to be taking forever. So there she goes. Sets back to pass. Long pass to... Oh, it's intercepted by Rusty Sowers. It was intended for Trish Harper. And Rusty Sowers just runs right in front of her and catches the ball and falls to her knees. Trish Harper touches her. And the Tribe takes over for the interception. So situation just like with Trish Harper. Just... So Trish Harper had the interception just a little bit ago on Jenny Schmidt, and now Rusty Sowers with the interception on Grisafi. So they will take over on their own 22-yard line with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jenny Schmidt in the shotgun. Looks like she's got four receivers set to go. Snap is up. The O-line stopping him. Again, oh, she's almost kicked off again. This time by Romano from the Force. The pass was intended for Fisher. And Romano just kind of cut in front of her like Sowers cut in front of Harper just a bit ago. You got to be careful on those short passes. Romano would have had a nice line to the end zone. It probably wouldn't have been able to be stopped. She couldn't grab hold of that pass. So, again, second and 10. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kansas City up 16-6 over the Chicago Force. Jenny Schmidt ready to receive the snap. She steps back to pass to the far side to Rusty Sowers. She catches it. She stops, takes a little turn, and she comes down, holds on to the ball. Gain of about four, maybe five on the play. She's brought down by about three or four Force members. So we got a third and, okay, she picked up seven, third and three situation for Kansas City with 9 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. They're up 16-6 over Chicago Force. Jenny Schmidt to receive the snap. She gives it off to Larisha Graves, who runs. And she runs through three people. She runs through four people. She starts going down the line. Five, 10, 15. She's on the 20. She's on the 10. She's on touchdown, Kansas City, Larisha Graves. A 65-yard rush for Larisha Graves. She ran through at least two tackles. And Kansas City with 6 points on the board. So Kansas City now up 22-6 over the visiting Chicago Force. Just a solid way to start off the quarter and the half. Once she got past the 50-yard line, no one was able to touch her. Maybe I just made up a new word, tusher. Reminds me of those, you might be a redneck jokes. I don't have any off the top of my head, but you guys can look those up on your spare time. Amanda Sweet up for the extra point. Ready to kick Brittany Fisher to receive the snap. Kick is up. And kick is good. So it's 9 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. 23, Chicago 4-6. Just a solid start for the third quarter for Kansas City after that interception. It's a way to come back and come back from that interception that Trish Harper had. So Kansas City going to get ready to kick a to do the kickoff. The Force has Gray and Romano set to receive the kickoff. The Tribe actually has a player being helped off the field, Jennifer Marker. Just looks like maybe it's her ankle. She's trying to walk on it. See what's going on there. This is their last regular. This is both teams' last regular season game, and they will go into division playoffs. Kansas City really needs to win this game and actually put some points on the board in order to have a good shot at a solid playoff berth. Amanda Sweeten set to do the kickoff. Gray and Romano to receive, and the ball falls off the tee. We can start over on that. An air horn. There's the kickoff. Romano catches it and slides through her fingers in. She picks it back up on the 25. She's on the 30. And she stopped by Katie Sowers. Ooh, she was hit kind of off to the side. She stopped by Katie Sowers, but it was a good 20-yard kickoff reception for Romano. Katie Romano, she stopped by Katie Sowers. So the Force will have a 1st and 10 on their own 37-yard line. Yeah, I got it right. Sometimes I use the scoreboard as a cheat, I'm not going to lie. I mean, use what you got, right? 9 minutes left to go. Well, I have to use it, obviously, for the time and the score. Not that I couldn't write down the score. Okay, so Sammy Grisafi is set to receive the snap. Take pass to one side. Passes it to number 26, Teresa Chirupa, who just keeps running. And she has a nice 25-yard gain on that pass. And Chicago, first down, and they are on the Kansas City 40-yard line. Some people just couldn't bring her down. She's fast. She's solid coming through that line. Looks like Brittany Fisher and Rusty Sowers brought her down on the 40-yard line. Chicago might be going towards passing now. We've got Carolyn Lee with the handoff, and she gains about 5 yards. So we got a 2nd and 5 for Chicago Force, and she's brought down by Annenson and Kim Doe. Chicago on the Kansas City 35-yard line. They're just going through a quick offense right now. Grisafi sent back to pass. speed chase a little bit, and she stopped and hit it out of bounds by Fisher, and she carries it and gains about 3 yards, it looks like. We'll have a third down, and maybe two. See, again, my depth perception today, it's actually third and four. This is Sarah Dirks trying to announce the Chicago Foresters and Kansas City game. I'm hoping that you can hear me. There's 6 minutes 17 seconds left to go. Kansas City just took over on a fumble, I think. Chicago had a fumble on the Kansas City 30-yard line, so Kansas City took over on that. And Jenny Schmidt just ran for about 15 yards to get a first down. They are on their own 42-yard line with 6 minutes, 8 seconds to go. We didn't miss too much of the game, about a minute, minute 30 in the third quarter. Kansas City's up still 23-6 over Chicago. Jenny Schmidt in the shotgun. Set to receive the snap. She steps back to pass. Short pass. And I'm assuming it was intended for Reagan Campbell, but it was nowhere near any Kansas City tribe members. And Campbell was being pursued pretty heavily by Dorian Bridges. And I'm not sure if she would have really had a chance to go anywhere. So we've got a 2nd and 10 for Kansas City on their own 43-yard line with 5 minutes 50 seconds to go. Jenny Schmidt, ready to receive the pass. You know, receive the snap. She steps back to pass. Set. Pass is intended for Rusty Sowers. Sowers is about on the 45-yard line, the 44-yard line, and it just went over her head. And she's being covered by Jessica Karen Kirch from the Force. Good solid defense. So we've got a 3rd and 10. The passing hasn't worked. So we have Larisha Graves in the back. See what they do on this. 3rd and 10 on their own 43-yard line with 5 minutes 45 seconds to go. She steps back to pass. Passes it to Laura Guscott, but only a gain of 4. So we have a 4th down and 6 for Kansas City. And they are on their own 46-yard line. 5 minutes, 23 seconds to go. Jenny Schmidt is going to go for this 4th down situation. Kind of surprising considering their location on the field. Oh, nope, she punts it. Well, I guess a trick play, if you could say. Jenny Schmidt punts it to the 30-yard line for the Force. Rusty Sowers touches it. I wasn't even ready for that, so good play, Jenny Schmidt. Good call. Well done. So the Force will take over on their own 31-yard line, 1st and 10. They're down 23-6 to Kansas City in the third quarter with 5 minutes left to go. There's about 3 major fumbles for Chicago, and luckily for them on this last play, nothing really came of it for Kansas City. So the Force hopefully can capitalize on this down situation. So 1st and 10 on their own 31. Sammy Grisafi set to receive the snap in shotgun formation. She has 4 receivers ready to go. They're going for a passing game, I guess. She steps back to pass. Oh, she carries it. She didn't see anybody open. She starts running. 1st down, and she runs out of bounds on the Chicago 43-yard line. So good call for Sammy Grisafi on that. So we got a Chicago 1st down on their own 43-yard line with 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Kansas City was covering the receivers pretty well. And with that being said, when you have 4 receivers out and 4 defenders out and the line being stopped, Sammy just saw a line and she ran for it. And she's set to receive the snap. She steps back to pass. Short pass to Teresa Sharippa, number 26. Small gain, about a gain of 1. So second down and 9 for Chicago with 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. They are on their own 44-yard line. Damon Grisafi set to receive the snap. 4 receivers, 3 on the far side, 1 on the near side. Steps back to pass. Pass is up. Oh, and I don't know if it was deflected. Brittany Fisher just kind of hits it out of the way, and it was intended for Trish Harper. And number 6, Britt Fisher for Kansas City, just knocked it out of the way, and it just flew right past Trish Harper. So you got 3rd and 9 for Chicago Force with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. So notice about Chicago, they're able to really utilize either the passing game or the rushing game. They've got a huge roster, which is a benefit for any team. Just talking to a Force member up here earlier, and they all kind of came in, struggled in between yesterday and this morning. Grisafi set back to pass, and she throws the ball. Trish Harper had it in her hand and wasn't able to hold on to it, and she was hit by Rusty Sowers and brought down. So we got 4th and 9. Sammy Grisafi just not able to make that happen, and Trish Harper not able to make it happen. Just trying a couple different things, the forces, passing or rushing. So Grisafi back to receive the snap for the punt. Punt is up. Nice solid punt. And Rusty Sowers is going to let that go, and the Force is going to touch it on the 29-yard line. So the Tribe will take over on their own 29-yard line with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. They are up 23-6 over the visiting Chicago Force. Sun's going down. The clouds are coming in. It's cooling off down here in Kansas City at Center High School in the heart of Kansas City, Missouri. You're listening to IWFL matchup between the visiting Chicago Force and the Kansas City Tribe. Jenny Schmidt ready to go with 1st and 10. She's got Megan Penrod back there. It's 4 receivers on the side, 2 on the near, 2 on the far. She's ready to receive the pass. Steps back, short pass to Rusty Sowers right behind her. Rusty did get a left hand on it, but she wasn't able to bring it into her body. She's being chased pretty hardcore by some Force defenders. Rusty's had she's had several receptions, but 2 that have really capitalized and helped the Tribe advance. One for a touchdown in the first half. Marisha Graves has had 2 rushing touchdowns in the game. So we have a 2nd and 10 with 3:45 to go. Kansas City on their own 29-yard line. Jay Schmidt set to receive the pass. 3 receivers on the far, 1 on the near. There's a chant coming from the... So a lot of movement on both lines. So we'll see if it's a false start or if it's a offside. There is illegal motion on the Tribe. So they will move back 5 yards. So we've got 2nd and 15, Kansas City. 2nd and 15 they're on their own 24-yard line. Jenny Schmidt has Megan Penrod back there with her. Steps back to pass. Passes over the head of everyone's list. Liz Sowers' amazing catch over the head of Katie Romano. And she gets a 1st down. She has a nice 11-yard pass reception. Great catch. She's had 2 just catches that are just over the defender's head. And she jumped and catch one of them. Kansas City fast to get to the line again. So 3:30 to go. Jenny Schmidt at the line to receive the... And shotgun received the snap, and she just, the line is split, and she keeps running. She runs off to the side, and she's brought down by number 85, Kimberly Marks, for the Force. She's a gain of about 6. Second and 5 with 3:07 to go in the quarter. Kansas City at 23-6 over Chicago. Jenny Schmidt, ready to receive the pass. She has 2 receivers on the far side and 1 on the near. Megan Penrod next to her. And she passes it to Megan Penrod, who has an easy 1st down and plus 4. So she has about a 10-yard reception. Well, the... The girl for the force that knocked her down is having a hard time getting up. I can't tell you. The referee is right in the way, and now the lines are right in the way, so I can't tell who's on the ground for the force, but she had a really solid hit of Megan Penrod, and I don't know if she just got the wind knocked out of her or hurt a body part. So we're going to take a quick injury timeout with 2 minutes 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. 67. And Darcy Leslie, oh, that's a huge hit for Chicago. She's getting up. I just need a moment to compose herself. Leslie has been a solid member on both the offense and the defensive side for the force today. This would be a huge loss, but she's walking pretty good. She took her helmet off, so I think she just needs a breather. She'll probably be back on the field before you know it. So Kansas City is going to have all their water come off the field. And everybody set the line up again. Kansas City has a 1st and 10 on the Chicago Force 44-yard line. Jenny Schmidt again set up to receive the snap. She has Larisha Graves in the backfield with her. Four receivers. Steps back to pass. Over the head. And Rusty Sarica catches it. Nice over the head pass. And she's knocked out of bounds. She didn't think she was knocked out of bounds, but she has been called out of bounds on the 18-yard line. She's knocked out by, I think there were 81, Trish Harper. Or number 18, Izzy Banstra. There's at least three girls pursuing her, but she does have a 1st down, and Kansas City is on the 4th-18 with 2 minutes 30 seconds to go. Snap is good to Jay Schmidt. She hands it off to Larisha Graves, who just keeps running. She can carry someone for about 3 extra yards if need to be, and it looks like they have another 1st down. She has an 11-yard, 12-yard gain on that. Oh, no, I was wrong. It happens frequently, but it's a 2nd and 2, 2nd and 1. It looked like she might have made the 1st down. So Jenny's set to pick up the snap with 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. She steps back to pass. Pass is good to Reagan Campbell for a touchdown. Trish Harper was on Reagan, and Reagan just kind of ran right past her. Nice, easy touchdown for Kansas City. So now 29 points on the board with 1 minute 54 seconds left to go in the quarter. Chicago only has 6. Amanda Sweeten set to kick the extra point, and Brittany Fisher to receive the snap. Good solid offensive play for Kansas City. Reagan Campbell with that passing touchdown. Kick is up. And kick is good. Kansas City Tribe 30, Chicago 4-6. Much different game than what they had last month when Kansas City traveled to Chicago. Again, like I said earlier, I wasn't able to go, but just talking with some friends who were able to go, it's just a battle the whole time and ended up being a really low-scoring game for both teams, 14-12. Chicago pulled out that win. We've got another player down. Don Peterson, it looks like, I think, is down for the force. She's got the trainer out there. Looks like the trainer is looking at her ankle or her knee. Not a great injury to have at this point in the game. I think Kansas City on that about a 40-yard play, 40-yard drive for Kansas City for that touchdown, leading them with a 30-6 lead over visiting Chicago Force. Looks like they're fanning the Force player down there. Like I said earlier, it's hot out here, and if you have all those pads on and they're wearing mostly black uniform, just need to stay hydrated. You should drink about 8 ounces of water about 8 cups of that, so that's 64 ounces of water. I teach science. I'm all about hydration, which I'm running a little short on my water for the day, so I need to get some water in me. Water is not paying me for this promotion. I'm doing it for free because I believe in the power of water. If they would actually play football, I would stop rambling, so I apologize. It's been a good game for Kansas City. They're able to capitalize on some great passes. Chicago has had some good stops, though. Can't count them out. They just haven't been able to really work on the offensive end. Both teams, like I said, are high-scoring teams. They've got her sitting up. Out there, we've got a couple coaches out there to help her up. And there she goes. It does look like she might have hurt her ankle or her knee, so we're going to carry her off. Someone just walked in and they were wearing some sunscreen and smelled like the pool. Today would be a great day to go to the pool. Again, water. But I wouldn't drink that water. All right. So she was able to walk off on her own accord. Probably just shaking up a little bit. She is limping a little bit. Like I said, that's number 86, Dawn Peterson. But I think she just needs to walk it off. Maybe a quick tweak of the ankle. I have a feeling, I don't know Dawn, but she probably wants to be out here playing for the team. So she's probably going to be back on the field as quick as she possibly can. For the Force. We've got Katie Romano and Jeanette Gray to receive the kickoff from Amanda Sweeten of the Kansas City Tribe. With 1:50 left to go in the third quarter, Kansas City's up 30 to Chicago, forces 6. Amanda Sweeten set to kick off. Kickoff is good. Caught by Katie Romano. No juggle on this one on the 15. And she is stopped on the 32-yard line. By Brittany Fisher. So she's a nice 20, about an 18-yard pickup on that kickoff reception. So the Chicago Tribe will have a first and 10 on their own 34-yard line with 1:45 to go in the third quarter. The Force is going for another passing play on this one. First quarter, they tried the rushing game, and they had some really solid plays. They put 6 points on the board. But ever since then, they haven't really been able to do much. Christoffi sent back to pass, and she's being pursued by the Tribe line. And she starts running. And she has a first down easy. In fact, she gets to the 50-yard line, just a little bit past the 50-yard line, to Kansas City 47-yard line, and is chased out of bounds by Lane Anderson and Jackie Ray for the Kansas City Tribe. So we have a first down for the Force. Christoffi with just a solid 20-yard pickup on that. She wasn't able to get the ball off on the pass. She can do it all today, folks. She can pass and she can rush. She gets the snap. She passes off to Darcy Leslie, who runs for 6 yards. We have a 6-yard gain for the Chicago Force. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Second down and 4 for the Chicago Force. Chicago Force has the ball and incomplete pass, but there was a flag on the play, and I think it might have been too many players on the field for Kansas City. Got number 26, Brianna Ingles, was trying to run off the field, and she didn't make it before the play started. So So that incomplete pass worked out in Force's favor, maybe. Or, yep, charge to Kansas City. There's just too many men on the field, too many women on the field, excuse me. With 1 minute left to go in the third quarter, Kansas City 30, Chicago 6. The coach for Kansas City is out talking to the head ref for the game. So they got first down for the Force. They hadn't moved the change yet, and I didn't know what the situation was. I didn't know if they were going to get some extra yardage, but they did. They got a first and 10 on the Kansas City 43 with 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. Sammy Grisafi set to receive the snap. She hands it off to Catherine Converse, who just keeps running. And she's eventually brought down on the 31-yard line by Katie Sowers. So they are on the Kansas City 31-yard line with a first and 10. So three solid first down plays for Chicago. And we've got a timeout called by the Force with 38 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Again, Kansas City up 30 to Chicago 6. Chico Thunder playing some oldies with goodies. Lou I right now. A lot of people are still staying out to watch the finish of this game. Got another 15 minutes to play, and Chicago is really having a great run right now, a great drive. I'm surprised they called a timeout in the middle of this. They had such great momentum going, but I'm sure they just want to figure out how to get that ball across into the goal line, also known as the end zone. So write that one down as not really a useless fact, just something that I couldn't spit out at that moment. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Force just called a timeout. Sammy Grisafi to receive the snap. First and 10, Kansas City 31. And she steps back to pass. She passes over to Teresa Sharippa, and it just hits at her feet. So we've got Teresa Sharippa. I've said her name like 12 times in a row right now. So, Teresa, if you're listening later on, sorry. Second and 10 for the Force with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Force has a second and 10. Sammy Grisafi sets to receive the snap. She's got three receivers, maybe four. Trish Harper right there close to the line. Snap back. She steps back. And nobody open. And she's being pursued. She runs right through all of Kansas City's defenders. And she's pushed out of bounds by Katie Sowers. So she has a third down, third and four with 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Christophe with the ball, she passes it to Teresa Sharippa, and she's pursued by Brittany. Oh, maybe I'm, no. Well, Brady Fisher had the coverage on that, and they just weren't able to make that happen. So we have a fourth down and four with 19 seconds to go in the third quarter for Chicago. See if they go for it. They're pretty far down on the field. It wouldn't surprise me if they did. They've been able to make those fourth down conversions. Couldn't give you any numbers. So, Grisafi, step back to receive a snap. They're going to go for it. Fourth and four. Step back to pass. Short pass up the middle to number 81, Trish Harper, who easily grabs it on the Kansas City 14 or 13. And she's tapped by Rusty Sowers. So first down for the Tribe. Really easy fourth down on that one. So first and 10 on the Kansas City 12 with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Grisafi receives the snap. It's a little low, but she gets it. Steps back. Passes up in the air, and it's over the head. Intended for Jeanette Gray, who is being covered by Liz Sowers. Just over the head of Gray. So we've got incomplete second and 10 with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. If there were five quarters, we'd be in overtime, which we're not. Sammy Grisafi had the pass, and it was just right below Trish Harper's feet. So third down and 10 on the Kansas City 12 with 1 second left to go in the third quarter. I don't know if Kansas City's coverage was that – I mean, it was decent. It was good. But I think if the ball would have been a little higher, Trish Harper could have probably grabbed that. From up here, she seems tall. 5'11", she's not short. They're going to go for a third and 10 on the Kansas City 12. Tribe is down by 6. This is a point where they really just need to put points on the board, and this is that point. They want to go in the fourth quarter with only a few touchdowns down. Passes, out of the way, out of the hands of Trish Harper in the end zone. She got away from her defenders. She got away from Brittany Fisher. Because she wasn't able to get the ball in her hands. So, Sammy Grisafi again with another incomplete. There's 3 incomplete passes in a row. It's the end of the third quarter. Kansas City 30, Chicago 6. We're in the heart of Kansas City at Center High School, home of the Yellow Jackets. Last time these two teams met, it was a very close game. 12-14, Kansas City losing and having to come home. Chicago having a very great, season. I don't know. I don't teach English, but a very solid season. 7-0 coming to this game. They had a bye last week, as did Kansas City. So the rest maybe did some good for Kansas City. They've had, like I said before, they've had some injuries. Some pretty integral players out beginning of the season. Had Angela Mabry, wide receiver for the Kansas City Tribe, has been out all season due to a knee injury. She had she had surgery before the season began, and then Tegan Stewart, another wide receiver for Kansas City, was injured just a couple weeks ago and wasn't able to make it back for this game. The other people out on the side of the field who just suffering from injuries. So Chicago starting out the fourth quarter with possession. Fourth and 10. They're on the Kansas City 12-yard line. I know that Grisafi has been just trying really hard to get that ball into the end zone. She can try for another pass play, it looks like. There's the snap. And she's holding on to it. Passes it to number 84 for the force to Dana Vermilli, I think. And it just bounces out of her hands. So Kansas City takes over on their own 12-yard line for first and 10. Right at the beginning of the fourth quarter. 14 minutes, 55 seconds to go in the game. Kansas City just really has the momentum on their side. I know that Chicago has tried a lot of different things. That pass drive, they just couldn't get it out of the red zone. Jenny Schmidt set in the shotgun. Dorisha Graves went next to her. Four receivers, two on the near and two on the far. Steps back to pass. And short pass up the middle to Graves. And she's a first down. And about six, and she's pushed out of bounds by number 24, Candace Griffin, for the Force. It's a 13-yard gain on that. Kansas City first down. So Kansas City has a first down on their own 29-yard line. Jay Schmidt set to receive the snap. Steps back. Ooh, kind of a wobbly pass. I don't know if it was deflected or if she was hit. It was intended for Reagan Campbell, and it was about 3 yards shy of Reagan. So incomplete pass, second and 10. With 13 minutes, 34 seconds left to go in the game. Kansas City on their own 29-yard line. Schmidt with the pass, and she gives it off to Osha Gaines. To gain, looks like 5 yards on the play. So third and four for Kansas City. Third and four with 14 minutes, 15 seconds left to go. Kansas City on their own 35-yard line, sorry. Jenny Schmidt set to receive the snap. She gets it, steps back to pass. Intended for Rusty Sowers, but Rusty just could not get out of Katie Romano's grasp. Not pass interference. She was on her really tight. And Rusty wasn't able to pursue it. And the ball was a little bit over her head, too. I mean, Rusty's about my height, which you don't know how tall I am. About 5'4". She's about 5'5". She's fast. She just wasn't able to make it. It was over her head. So now we have a fourth down and four. Kansas City on their own 35-yard line with 14 minutes left to go in the game. They're up 30-6 over Chicago. Schmidt gets the snap. Oh, and she tries to punt it, and it totally hits somebody's face. And then somebody gets it. I'll explain here in a minute. So she tries to punt the ball, but it just totally hits the back of someone's helmet and drops in front of her in a... Chicago will take over. First and 10 on the Tribe 33. Not really sure what was going on there. I would have just thrown it. But I don't play football. I'm too fragile. I think I've said that like every time that I've done this little... So with 13 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Chicago has another opportunity there in Kansas City territory. Sammy Grisafi with the snap, and she is brought down by Lane Anderson just for about a loss of one yard on the play. Okay, two. The guy upstairs says two. Both Lane Anderson and Sammy Grisafi a little slow getting up. She's got a second and 12 with 13 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Safi off to the side, consulting with her coach. Time is ticking. See what happens with that. Kansas City 30, Chicago 6. They are on Kansas City. Chicago is on Kansas City's 35-yard line with a second and 12. Sammy Grisafi. It's been the longest 25 seconds ever. Apparently they don't do a 25-second clock, so I'm wrong. Grisafi set to pass. Ew, oh my goodness, that was a perfect, perfect pass to number 84, Dana Vermilli. and it just bounced off her her chest pad. So another incomplete, 3rd and 12. That was a really good pass by Grisafi, and if it would have been caught, all Dana had to do was run towards the end zone, and she would have had 6 points. Kansas City stops him here. I know there's 12 minutes left to go in the game. That's a really pinnacle stop for Kansas City. There's not a huge amount of chance for Chicago to score 3 touchdowns. I've seen it happen. So Grisafi. Everyone's off the line. They have three people on the line, so everyone's off the line to be a receiver, I think. So Grisafi steps back, passes it to Romano. Oh, it's tipped by Megan Penrod. It was a great pass to Katie Romano. And around the 10-yard line, Megan Penrod just tipped it with her finger, and it bounces out of Romano's hands. And she's not able to make that happen. So Chicago has a 4th and 12. On Kansas City's 35-yard line. All right, they're going to go for it. They're going to go for this 4th and 12 with 12 minutes, 37 seconds left to go. 3 people on the line. Small, bad snap. And it was a really bad snap, and it was a bad snap for Grisafi, and she wasn't able to really have enough time to pass the ball to her receivers. Kansas City had 3 people coming at her. When you only have 3 people on the line, that leaves you really vulnerable. Kansas City will take over on downs on their own 35-yard line, 1st and 10, with 12 minutes, 35 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Schmidt has 4 receivers and Megan Penrod next to her in the backfield. She's in the shotgun position. Steps back fast. Short pass to number 15, Laura Guscott. And it slips right through her fingers behind her head. And she was being covered. By number 59, Alicia Brennan. Might have an injury timeout. Guscott was hit pretty hard. She's going to come out of the game real quick. Just a little bit. I think she just was hit hard. Maybe a little shock to the system. So Kansas City will have a 2nd and 10 after that incomplete with 12 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. They're up 30-6 over Chicago. I don't know if there's a timeout called or what. Kansas City's coach is out talking with the ref about the last play. It was an incomplete pass or what? So Jenny Schmidt set to receive the pass or the snap. 2nd and 10 on their own 35. Snap back. Steps back to pass. She's being rushed. Rusty Sowers with the catch with about a 6-yard gain, 7-yard gain, so a 3rd and 3 for Kansas City on their own 42-yard line. Good quick catch, good quick pass by Jenny Schmidt. She had some defenders on her. Rusty was brought down by number 20, Katie Romano. So 3rd and 3 on their own 42, with 11 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in the game. Jenny Schmidt receives the snap, steps back to pass, quick pass, snap. 6, Brittany Fisher, and she's hit pretty hard. Number 82, Martha Santuma. They're calling for pass interference, but it was a solid defensive play by Santuma. So you have 4th and 3 for Kansas City with 11 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. Kansas City on their own 42-yard line. Jennings passes, and she's caught by Rusty Sauer. She had Romano. She got, Rusty Sauer catches the ball in the 35 and runs for 25 yards, and then she's hit out of nowhere by Darcy Leslie and loses the ball. We've got a fumble, and it looks like Chicago will pick it back up. So they will have the ball on their own 21-yard line. 1st and 10. Rusty was looking out for Katie Romano, who was hot in pursuit of her, and on the opposite side, Darcy Leslie comes in and just hits her and knocks the ball right around out of her. She walks off the field. Looks like she was hit pretty hard, but I think she's going to recover. She's one tough cookie. Chicago going again for the passing game. Two receivers on the far, two on the near side. Grisafi with the snap. Steps back to pass. Short pass off to the side to Gray, who runs ahead for 8-yard pickup. 11 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Jeanette Gray with that complete pass. So we have a 2nd and 1, 2nd and 2 for Chicago. Christophe with the snap. She hands it off to Darcy Leslie. He runs right through the line. She's got an easy first down. With 2 pickup of about 2. So now they're on their own 35-yard line, 1st and 10, with 10 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Christophe to receive the snap. Short pass to Trish Harper. Gains about 7 yards on that. Nice easy pass is off to the side. Christophe set to receive a snap. She receives it, and she's going to carry it, but she's brought down behind the line of scrimmage by Yo Ramirez. Oh, and there's a flag. Yo Ramirez and Magdalene Abafuli brought her down, and she has a small loss on the play, but something happened after the play, and there is a flag, so we'll see what the refs call. We got a personal foul on Kansas City. Not really sure what happened there. But after that sack, after that great sack, Kansas City will lose 15 yards. And Chicago will gain 15 yards on that. So now they are on the Kansas City 45-yard line. 1st and 10 with 9 minutes, 50 seconds to go. So Chicago 1st and 10. Christophe gets the snap. Oh, she stopped and she's sacked by Mindy White. Oh no, by Larisha Gray. And she lets the ball go. I don't know if she's passing it, but Gray and Liz Bowers with a lot of pressure. And she loses about 10 yards on that play. So we've got 2nd. Oh, she let go of the ball, so it's not even a loss. Good call. Okay, so incomplete pass. We got 2nd and 10. 9 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the game. Sammy Christophe with the snap. Suspect pass. Passes inside to Trish Harper. Nice, easy pass down the middle. And she cuts through like four tackles and eventually is brought down. By Jennifer Marker and Mindy. But she has a 30-yard gain, a 20-yard gain. So we have first and 10 on the Tribe 16 for the fourth. So 9 minutes, 18 seconds, 15 seconds to go. Chicago with a really solid drive. Oh, okay. Kansas City was pursuing Graves. Was pursuing Grisafi, and Marisha Graves knocked her down, not before she threw the ball to her receiver. I think it was Dana Vermilli, who gained on the play of about 5 yards. So second and 5 for the fourth on the Kansas City 10-yard line. 10.5-yard line with 8 minutes, 30 seconds to go. That was Converse with the completion. And Megan Penrod with the stop on that last play. Force's offensive line is letting some people through, and Grisafi is getting beat up pretty bad. There's two solid hits behind the line, so she's really getting on her offensive line to help her out. She gets the snap. She steps back to pass. And it's a complete pass to Gray. So we have a first and goal. Lane Anderson stopped Gray on the 5-yard line. So we have a first and goal for the Force with 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. They're down 30-6. Grisafi at the line to receive the snap. She steps back to pass. Oh, and the pass is intended to number 47, Converse, who just wasn't able to get in her grasp. She was being number 12, Mindy White for the Tribe, was on her as well as Megan Penrod. Pass is incomplete, but second and goal. They're only 5 yards away from that. From the end zone, 50 yards, a place they haven't seen since the first quarter of this game on their second drive. With 7 minutes, 50 seconds to go, Chicago needing this score.
There was just one. It was unmarked.
So Grisafi steps back to pass, and she is... Okay, so Grisafi tries to pass the ball, and she's hit hard by Liz Bowers in the process of a forward pass. And so Kansas City goes to pick the ball up, but they're going to call it a forward pass, an incomplete pass. So third and 5. Liz was on her hard and fast. And The coach for Kansas City is arguing that there was it was an intentional grounding, but or a fumble. But the refs are pretty sure that it was an incomplete pass. So we got 3rd and 5 with 7 minutes, 45 seconds left to go in the game. The Force is on the Kansas City 5-yard line. They're down 30-6 to Kansas City. Much different game than the first game these two teams had, and there's movement on the line. We got a legal procedure, so the Force will have a 3rd and 10, 5-yard penalty, 3rd and 10. Some frustrating situations for the Force in the red zone. They've been able to really go through the middle of the field pretty easily, and then when they get within the 15 yards of the end zone, they're not able to capitalize. Like I said, they haven't scored since the first quarter. So you got Sammy Grisafi ready to receive the snap. 3rd and 10, 7 minutes, 44 seconds to go in the game. Steps back to pass, and she is sacked. by Liz Sowers and Magdalene Abafuli for a loss of 10. Fourth down and 20. Fourth and goal, but for a loss of 8. It was a great effort by both Sowers and Magdalene Abafuli. Both teams have a lot of energy, or both players have a huge amount of energy and been so excited for this game. I'm Facebook friends with Sowers, and she's always talking about how much she loves playing the game. So she's out there having a great defensive game. Facebook did not pay me for mentioning them. Six minutes, 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fourth and 17 for Chicago. They're going to go for it. Steps back to pass. Oh, the pass is just shy of Trish Cooper, just right behind her. And an incomplete pass. So Kansas City will take over with 6 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the game on their own 17-yard line. Jenny Schmidt